Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That 80s Child, the Generation Y. And my name is Gabrielle. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the toys of our past. And I was thinking to myself, I am eventually going to run out of different things, but I actually have come up with some stuff to actually make sure I have plenty of episodes for you guys. And I apologize if you hear my fan in the background. It is 95 degrees outside, and I'm on the third floor. And if you want these podcasts out on a weekly basis, a fan it is. Otherwise, I'd be dead. So, the toys of our past. We all have our favorite toy. Perhaps a teddy bear or a transformer. Whichever it is, these toys stay with us and invoke strong emotions and connections. For me, I have, and I still have, a teddy bear that I used, and it wasn't any particular brand. It was just a teddy bear that was brown, and it's kind of mangled now, but still in one piece for the most part, that I had when I was 3 years old, and I have a video of me doing a recital for ballet, and it was called Me and My Teddy Bear. So there is a connection with that, and I always had it with me. I had it with me all through school. It was in my room. It didn't have to be necessarily, I had to sleep with it. It was at least there. Right now, it's packed away in a box, mainly because of all of our moving that we've been doing. But I have it, and that holds a special place with me because I have slight memories of that ballet recital, but most of it is because we have a VHS of it. So some toys that I had as a kid, and I know that you probably did if you were born in the 80s, Teddy Ruxpin, any and all the Transformers. I had Care Bears, but I didn't have a lot of the actual teddy bear parts of it. I had like the bed sheets and pajamas and things of that sort. Cabbage Patch, that was my favorite. I had two Cabbage Patch. I had one that was called Teresa and the other one was called Angus. I don't think I have them anymore. My Little Pony, I still have my original. They're on my dresser, lining my dresser in my bedroom currently because I'm still 5 years old. Hot Wheels, I loved playing with the Hot Wheels cars. We had in our living room that used to be kind of like a den that my dad recreated into another living room for the other house that we lived in, had a parquet floor. And because of the parquet flooring, you could slide playing cards in it. And I would create obstacle courses and roads that the Hot Wheels cars had to go through. Whether or not I was supposed to be doing that, I did it. And it was fun. The big wheel. So I tried to find the place. But so I, as I said, I was born in Pennsylvania and lived in Southampton, Pennsylvania until I was six. And I had a big wheel. I probably had strawberry shortcake on it or something like that. And there was a place somewhere that wasn't that far away. I don't really remember where exactly, but it was a place that you could go with your kids, and it was like a mini town that you could ride your bike through. Like you were riding through a small town that was the size of a child's town. And I would go there with my friend Desiree and my mom and her mom. And I remember actually going through it. Now this could be just a weird dream of mine, but I'm going to find it. I'm pretty sure it's around. Like, I don't know if it's around now, but it was definitely around when I was little. Asking my mom right now, she's a little, her memory's not 100%, so if I told her it existed, she's going to say that it existed. So I really can't go off of that, but I'm going to find it. So yes, a big wheel, Pound Puppies, and they just came out with a retro Pound Puppy, so the original Pound Puppy series, and I had gotten it for Christmas. I have it actually sitting right behind me. It's a gray one. And Micro Machines, Simon. So I still have that actually in the our storage room. So I love that thing. And there, I know there was like a couple of different iterations of it as, you know, the years progressed, but the original Simon, the farmer says, this was like going like when you were little, like, you know, the cow goes moo and you just, it's Fisher Price, anything Fisher Price we had. Fisher Price was like the thing to have as a toddler / elementary school. Light Bright, I know they still have stuff out like that now, but that's pretty much, it was like the big thing. Rainbow Bright. Besides the show, you had the actual Halloween costume. You had the bed sheets and comforter and clothes and everything else. And then also the Popples. I don't know how popular they were, but I do recall the one that like folded up into, it was like an animal that folded up into a soccer ball, or I think there was one with a basket. I only had the one with the soccer ball. That was all the one that I can remember. And that wasn't like the biggest thing, but I did have it. So, like I said, I know that one or two of these things must, you know, the glowworm, I almost forgot about that. I had that. That I love that thing. I actually have a mini glowworm currently. It's still in its packaging, you know, because got to have it in your packaging now. So I know one or two of these things must ring a little bit out for somebody who's listening that could have been like, oh my God, yeah, I remember. And these are the things that we, that keep with us, and either we still have it or we have pictures of us playing with it or video of us playing with it or getting it on Christmas morning or our birthdays. These stay with us and it's part of us, and it just kind of helps build us to who we are right now. And kind of moving forward, since this is more like 80s and 90s, because I had, my brother was born in 89, I kind of moved along with the toys because my brother was getting them and I liked toys. I didn't care how old I was. So in the 90s, you had stuff like the Tamagotchis, the Polly Pocket, Trolls, Skip It, Hit Clips. I don't know if you remember. They were like towards the end of the 90s and it would play like, what, 10, 15 seconds of a song. It was kind of ridiculous. Moon Shoes. My brother had them, but I don't think I ever actually used them. Stretch Armstrong. I loved collecting Pokemon cards with my brother. I still, like, my son, because that is continuing on, is, like, collects them now. And I still had some of my original collection, so he has that now. Mighty Max, which was the boy version of Polly Pocket. And, of course, Beanie Babies. I was never into collecting all of them. I think I have, like, one or two, but nothing. I wasn't like, oh, my God, I must have. Trolls. Trolls I was. I used to have a good collection of Trolls. Where they went, I have no idea. I actually bought one off of eBay. It was a keychain Troll, like from like, it was vintage, you know, because I'm vintage. So I have that, but it's upsetting because I had the ones with like the jewels in their belly buttons and, you know, all the purple hair. I had the tie-dye ones. I had all these different things, and whatever happened to them, either they got thrown out or ruined, or in our move, I just didn't bring. I don't know. But eventually, maybe I'll find them. But now everything's quote-unquote vintage. It's like I have to pay $1 million for something I had that was only 10 at the time. So it's kind of crazy. So going from... Oh, we had... My brother also played with G.I. Joe and the Ninja Turtles. So I kind of... It all kind of like coincided. I would play with him and we would have like our army base. And when we first moved into the house in Hamilton, my dad was putting a new carpet down, or new flooring, in the dining room, and we had a carpet just to keep it so that we weren't going to hurt ourselves on the floor. So the carpet was kind of like bunched up in areas, and my brother and I would make it to the point where we had our own dugouts for the G.I. Joe. Like, I was always like Cobra, and he was the main army people. I was always the bad guy. Story of my life now. So yeah. So we had all of those things. And actually, while I was going through the list of things, because I can remember quite a bit of these, like most of these I wrote via memory. Some of the stuff from the 90s, I had to like go in and research. I'm like, wait, what the heck came out then? Because my brother played with a lot of the stuff that I had, because I had my original Hot Wheels cars, and that's what he played with. And not that he never got anything, but he, you know, it was stuff I liked to play with as well, so it wasn't too different. And I know there's a lot of other, there's lists of toys from the 80s and the 90s that I can go into detail with. But when I was looking for my son, just to give you an idea of like the difference between what we used to have as kids and what, say, like a Zoomer. So my son was born in 2006, and this type of stuff he had. Now, I remember buying him his Pillow Pets, and that was like a TV, from TV thing ad. You had the VTech. So you had, the VTech had its own camera, like a camcorder, had its own little tablet, it had its own little gaming console, had an MP3 player. I remember all of that stuff. And their Heelys that came out, the fidget spinners, which are actually, no, that's like, that was in the last 10 years. Iron Man figures. That was the big thing for my son. He loves Iron Man. He still collects them. In fact, for his birthday, which was only a couple weeks ago, was a lot of his stuff that he wanted was like Iron Man figures. And he even said to me, he's like, Mom, and I'm like, what? I was so stupid when I was younger. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, all my Iron Man figures I had, they could have been worth so much, and I ruined them. And I'm like, but you played with them, and that was the point. You wanted to play with them. And when he was little, and when you're like, you know, really little, like he chewed on things, and you know, kids, they like tear it apart. So he still has some of the Iron Man figures. Some of them are missing their heads. Some of them are missing an arm or a leg or both. So he has those parts, and he's like searching eBay and searching like other places that could find these 2008 figures that had come out. And I'm like, Bryce, just, it's okay. It's all right. You don't need to have all of them. And he does have ones that he kept fine, but a good majority of them kind of got ruined. And it is a shame, but you played with them. That's what the point was. You don't need to keep everything in boxes. Anyhow, I know collectors are out there like cringing, thinking like, oh my God, is she telling him not to keep things in boxes? Like I know people keep their Funko Pops in boxes because, you know, collectibles. And I do have a few that are still in the boxes because, one, I don't have a place to put them right now. I have to get some shelves. But I do have some on my dresser that I keep out because, you want to know why? I want to enjoy them. I don't want them in this big-ass box. I'd rather just have it sitting there looking cool because that's the point for me. But to each their own, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So Bryce and his toys, you had the fidget spinners, the Iron Man figures, Doc McStuffins when that was a big thing. And you had, I know that's still kind of going right now, but anything Lego, that even goes back to when we were kids. But Bryce is very much into Lego. And any of the cars, like he really loved the Cars, the first one anyway, movie, and Wall-E. We had a couple of Wall-E figures and one that actually moved. He loved it. Finding Nemo, Wall-E, and Cars, and Iron Man. Four top movies for my son. But if you look at the difference, when you look up the what was big in 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, like when my son was those ages to get those types of toys, a lot of them were advertising Wii games, the Wii, the Nintendo DS, just video games in general, and or it was video games or tech-based toys towards the younger kids. And it's odd because, all right, so we had Teddy Ruxpin. That was like sort of tech-based, right? Creepy because it sit there and blinked its eyes and talked to you, read you stories, and come alive and trying to eat you in the middle of the night. But we had things that were maybe based off of some type of technology, like the Hot Wheels, but you had to put your imagination into it to make it fun. And, okay, so we had Light Bright. You had to plug that in, but you still had to do something in order for it to be cool. You didn't have to follow the directions. You could have made your own type of picture. Yeah, the big wheel, you had to actually go out and wheel yourself around, okay? So it's like you had to do something in order to make it fun. Otherwise, it's just this thing sitting there. And my son, it was kind of catered to them to already do it. And it's just like, well, where's the imagination in that? You know, I think it's neat. I mean, come on, I did buy this stuff for my son. Now, that's why I kind of geared towards, I bought him Hot Wheels cars. I bought him his Iron Man figures. I did not buy him a fidget spinner because I thought they were stupid. And I'm sorry if you like them, but I know. So, he didn't have a Heelys, but I knew that was a big thing. But yeah, it's just like, I did buy the MP3, Fisher-Price MP3 player because I played him songs. I actually went in and took off the preloaded songs on there and I put my own songs on there. So there was a song that I would play in the car for him so that he would go to sleep. And it was Delirium Angelicus. And I'll play it now for him. And he would be like, I'm like, look, it's your song. Are you going to go to sleep? And he just laughs. You have to look it up. You have to listen to it. It's actually really, really, it's a good song. Like, it's so soothing. I love Delirium. Look them up. Check them out. They're cool. But so I would get him, like, I would get him whatever the newest thing is, because as a parent, you're kind of like, I want my kid to be on top of things. And a lot of it was learning based. So you wanted them to, like, they had the Leapfrog reader. They had the Leapfrog little handheld, almost looked like a Game Gear, actually, games. And they even had the VTech console game that looked a little bit like a Nintendo 64 system. And he had all of those. Did he play them a lot? Not really, no. Because the way I was like, you have this, but I would prefer you to use your imagination. And it's kind of funny because when he was really little and I was pushing for him to be like, listen, you know, you can just, these guys could have their own voices. And you'd be like, you know, like they have their own little world and you can do this. You don't have to have the television on. You don't have to have a game system going, even though we had them. And I didn't say he couldn't play them or be on it at all. I just kind of wanted him to cultivate that imagination. And he still does it now, even if he doesn't want me to admit that to everybody. But he would, you know, I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he's just like, using my imagination. And it always made me feel so good when I'm like, he's like running up and down the hallway and he's doing his own little voices for all the figures and stuff like that. And when he would be like, I'm using my imagination, I'm like, that's right, you are. So I like that. And I'm really glad that he took on to that, because I know, like, you don't have to push for it. I'm not saying you should, but I think, you know, kids should have that imagination cultivated. And all right, and I say this, he's in the other room on his computer watching YouTube and some mindless YouTube thing and probably playing Minecraft. So he still uses his imagination, but he still is like very much a 21st century kid, teenager. So it's not like I hindered him from like seeing and hearing and doing what everybody else is doing, even being homeschooled and me being like, here's my backwards thinking of, you know, why don't you use your imagination like SpongeBob? But anyway, so I miss our toys that we had. I not particularly to sit there and play with, but I just miss that going out and looking for that stuff. We don't have the Sears catalog anymore. Toys R Us is gone. That devastated me. Even though I didn't go there a lot with my son, because they did tend to be a little bit more expensive, and you know, I only had so much money, so Walmart or Amazon was always the better option for me. But we would go. We would take a special trip to Toys R Us. And I can remember when I was younger that you would go there and it would just be like, it was heaven just to see all of that stuff in one area. And then later on, they would have like those little tickets that you had to get to, all right, so I want that game. And they would have a little ticket that you have to go to a special, you'd pay for it, and then you'd have to go to a special window to go and pick it up. And it was just like this, it was just this great feeling to be like, oh my God, they have a ticket. I want this. Can we get this? And we go to this little window that this magic happens and things like the game pops out from this person just gets it in the back. It's great. And now kids aren't going to have that experience. Like what toy store, like KB Toys. And I know there was a few other ones, but what I don't even know what toy stores are out right now, to be honest, if there is any, other than the just going online. And I know we do get, during the holiday season, Amazon will send, it's kind of like a catalog, but it's really not, because half the time you go on and you check out some of the stuff that, because, you know, my son will still highlight things that from that. And I'll go on and I'll look, and some of it's not even available, because or it's available by a seller. So it's not like it's not like the JCPenney or the Sears catalog that we would get every time, and we would get the holiday catalog, and we would just like highlight that stuff up and be like, circle this. This is mine. I want that. And then boxes would start arriving at the door because you know my mom would be spending the money that she shouldn't be spending. So yeah. It saddens me to think that, you know, the kids aren't going to have, like, I know that there's still anticipation and they still see things. Like, if you have regular television or a streaming service that still has commercials, they will still see a toy commercial. If they even still do that, because I feel like the only commercials I have to been watching recently is because I'm watching an old British television show, surprisingly, right? From IMDb TV, and it's free, but you have to sit and watch the same stinking commercials over and over again. And you don't have those companies now, I hate, but I'm not going to mention them. Yeah, I don't even know if anybody actually is still watching commercials. So I'm assuming the only times that they see a toy or something that they want is from like a YouTuber, something advertised that way on social media. Or just going to the store and seeing it on the shelf. And I know, I think Walmart still will have stuff that comes out, like a little like flyer, but it's not anything like the way it was when we were little. I kind of wish that my son had that, because I don't believe the Sears catalog was even out at the point when he was born. We still had JCPenney because my mom worked there for a little while. And you would get like a little catalog, but it just was not anything like it used to be. Not at all. The toys of our past. I kind of wish I had everything. I actually had a Gem in the Holograms doll. I think I had Kimber. I had Gem and I had Kimber. I don't think I had anybody else. I had Barbies. I didn't mention Barbies because I feel like that's just like a constant and that's ever changing. And even though I did get Barbies, and I especially got the holiday Barbies, and I still have three of them. I sold a couple of the other ones because it's just like, I had the original one that first came out and then like two other random ones. But I never really enjoyed playing Barbies. Like I would get them because I felt like parents back then were like, well, she should want Barbies. And I'm like, not really. I just Transformers, please, you know, or anything like Thundercats, just Inspector Gadget, can you just give me cars? I don't care. Like, I don't need a doll. Like, Cabbage Patches, I loved. I love them. But, and Pound, like, and My Little Pony, because I just love the, like, it was just the fantasy part of it, because they had unicorns and ones that flew around, and it was just, like, I liked it for that. And I loved horses in general, because my dad was always involved with horses in some way, and we had horses eventually. So it just kind of made sense. But, yeah, Barbies weren't really like a big thing for me, but meh, to each their own again, like I said. So I missed that, and I really wish that my son and even the subsequent generations could feel the way that we felt when that Sears catalog came through the door, or when we saw something that we must have and it wasn't anything to do with a $60 game or a $500 console game or another part to a PC. I would have been content with my big wheel and my light bright. And I know that it didn't cost anywhere near that of a video game today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you think that I've glossed over anything or missed anything out, please leave a comment and let me know. I very much want to hear people's opinions about these podcasts, see if there's anything that I should change or add, or even recommendations as to what to talk about next. I'm very much open to all of that. And I look forward to hearing anybody's constructive criticism, just to, you know, like I said, this is a new thing for me. It's a little out of my comfort zone. And I'm enjoying doing this because I enjoy talking about it, about all this stuff, because, and that's why I wanted to start it, because I figure a lot of people want to talk about it. So if you have any recommendations of anybody who wants to sit and talk with me, go for it. Like I said, I will have some offshoots. I'm working on getting my son to be a little bit involved. I'm not pushing him to do it. I'm not like, sit down, you're doing this. I'm your mom, listen to me, damn it. But he has agreed, maybe a little begrudgingly, to help me out, at least with, I want to do a gaming segment, like I said. And he already has something that he wants to talk about. I already know what I'm talking about. And if you know me, you know what I'm going to be talking about. But it will change. It's going to be something that's not this normal conversation with nostalgic things. It's just going to be about a game that I like and recommend and why. A game he likes, recommends, and why. And like a little bit of going into it. And a little bit of a shorter recording than these, because I'm trying to keep these around like a half an hour, 40 minutes at max. That'll be maybe like 20 minutes, because I don't know how long my son's going to actually sit and talk. This is a teenager we're talking about, so we'll see. But I also have some other ideas, like I said. So if, like I said, please leave a comment, let me know, sign up so you know when I have uploaded any of my blogs or of these podcasts. And I hope you are enjoying them, because I know I'm enjoying talking about it. So I hope it kind of reflects in what I'm talking about, that, you know, like I'm, you know, enjoying it, and hopefully you are too. So this is Gabrielle with That 80s Child, The Generation Y, signing off.